And welcome to Crunch Time, the introduction. This is your boy Crunchy from the Millennial Nostalgia Ray podcast. I am one third of the Tripod Pungios, and I decided to start my own podcast on the side about education. As you know, if you're a fan of the Millennial Nostalgia Ray podcast, we are all teachers, and I would like to dig in a little bit more about what education is becoming in the 21st century and what it is in the 21st century as of right now. I think a lot of times in the conversations that get done in the mainstream about education are done by people who either haven't been in education, meaning they've never taught, they've never been in an administrative role, they've never really worked with inside of a modern day school, and they are really just reflecting upon their experiences from when they were a youth. So I'd like to dedicate this podcast to having conversations with educators and getting to know what it is that we're doing now in education and how the landscape in education around the world has changed. So a little background about me. Again, this is Crunchy. I have been a teacher for officially the last 5 years. This will be my sixth year coming up as an elementary school teacher. I've taught third grade pretty much exclusively throughout my career. I taught for a few years in Minnesota. I taught a year at a school in Tianjin, China, a year at a school in Abu Dhabi, in the UAE, and these last 2 years I have taught elementary school, third grade in Shanghai. The international schools I taught at were all international schools, which is something I hope to break down in more detail throughout the journey I go on with this podcast. While the school I taught at back in the United States was a public school, I have always been interested in being an educator since I was very young. I used to coach my little brother's basketball team when I was 14. I was an assistant coach on the team. I coached a team when I was in high school, one of the house league teams we had going on in our community, as well as doing summer camps and youth programs throughout the summers. And during the school year, I would teach a variety of different sports classes. And I've always really wanted to be a role model to young men specifically, but the next generation in general. I grew up without a father. I am a biracial. So not having a father in my life was difficult growing up, as you could imagine. You know, I don't want to be this me crying about not having a daddy. I feel like it's a more common story than those of us that grew up without a parent feel like it is. But it is tough, and there's certain people in your life you end up looking to kind of pick up the pieces of not having that parent there. My mother was great. My mother herself is an educator. And it helped her a lot, being able to have other adults be role models and positive role models for me throughout my life. I had many coaches and teachers from starting when I was in kindergarten all the way up until I was in college that were influential in my life, influential in the way I think, influential in the way I act, influential in the way I try to do my job as a teacher. I kind of want to be the role model for the next generation that the previous generation was for me. So over the course of this podcast, like I stated before, I would like to, I'm going to be doing some interviews. I might just be doing some ranting. But I really want to get at the conversation about what education is now with people who are in education. Again, I feel like every time I turn on the TV or CNN or MSNBC and we hear people talking about teaching, it is politicians who've never been in the classroom. It's people who are parents of children who think they know what education is just strictly because their children went through it. And I think there's a lot of background information that the public don't know. I mean, it's like any profession. We have our own jargon. We have our own internal issues, our internal philosophical battles. And I think this time, more than any other time, as with many aspects of our society, education is going through a revolution right now. There are many different avenues that people are trying to take to make education more efficient for children growing up in the 21st century, from different curriculum structures, different philosophical points of view, different school structures, We know right now in America there's a big debate with Betsy DeVos becoming the education secretary of the United States and her push for charter schools, which is very controversial, in my opinion. And it's something I like to dig into deeper. After being overseas, a lot of these international schools at their heart are charter schools. So what are the positives and negatives of them? What are the positive and negatives to teach content over skills? How can and how are people, modern day educators, trying their darndest to try to educate the population and make sure that the next generation is able to continue on the species of humanity in logical and inspired fashion? So I hope you enjoy the Crunch Time Podcast. I'm going to be having a blog, a Twitter account, all those kind of things. Join in the conversation. This is going to be under the umbrella of the Millennial Nostalgia Brain Podcast. So you can check us out there. Don't forget to check them out. Also, we'll be having some links on the Superpower Society, my brother's podcast out of Blake Project Studios. It's a great podcast about how superheroes affect society. So check them out too. And I look forward to bringing this conversation into the mainstream and hearing what other people have to see and having others learn on this journey. As an educator, I value education. So this will be as much a learning experience for me as it will be for you as a listener. So I look forward to going on this journey. Thanks for taking it with me. And we'll talk to you soon. Peace. Crunch.